And I'd like now to welcome Winston Green and Robert Knott. They are the creators of a radio theater series called Cy Bromberg Private Eye. What are you giggling at, Robert Knott?
Because I always get blamed for everything. I was pulled into this one. This wasn't my idea. It was Winston's. And you're already saying it's me.
It is you. I listened to it last night on KSFR2. This is a radio theater series that airs on KSFR2, which is KSFR2.org, on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 6:30 in the evening. And it's got you written all over it. It's hijinks and a kind of 1940s hard-boiled detective, but kind of set in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it's lots of fun.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I've heard that you also have something to do with it, Winston Green.
Well, that's what he'd like you to believe. I don't know. He just shows up in my apartment and starts writing. Next thing I know, I'm in the byline.
Exactly.
That's not true. Winston wanted to do a radio show for a long time, despite the difficulties of maintaining a weekly schedule. He came up with the idea of a Brooklyn detective stuck in Santa Fe in 1952-53 who has to solve these culturally relevant cases, such as the kidnapping of Zozobra, and in the next episode next week, the lascivious case of the larcenist La Llorona. And then we have the treasure of the turquoise phoenix of Santa Rosa Lake, which takes our hero to Santa Rosa, where we spoof the Maltese Falcon. And we use...
You spoofed the Maltese Falcon. Oh, no, you spoofed to Have and Have Not in the first one.
Yes, we did sort of.
I get all
right.
Those Lauren Bacall movies.
Yep, we have a lot of fun with it. I mean, that's a funny thing about the private detective genre. You can really spoof it right up to today. It's still popular.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of those old pulp novels are still just as enjoyable today as they were in the 30s and 40s.
And the film noirs that come out of them. So we're having a kick. We're using local actors and... just the point is to have fun. It's a 10-episode pilot series. We want to see if it goes somewhere. It'll run through June. And if our dream is fulfilled, we will try to culminate the season with a live show, but that's not yet set in stone.
Ah, live radio theater?
Yeah, we'll try to do it live with microphones and perform on stage. And we've written our own commercials for it. What was the commercial for the first one?
Hydox Bleach.
That's right. And then there's the Heisenberg automobile for criminals who want to get away. That's our next one, I think. And we've had some really good actors pop on the show. Jonathan Richards, Patrick Briggs, some of the kids from School for the Arts have been on it. Christina Vigil plays Viernes, his gal Friday. Cy has a gal Friday.
Right. And, Viernes.
You have a nice smile on your face, which is very delightful, by the way.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
So so this is Cy Bromberg Private Eye. So seriously, how did this come into being?
Well, I moved back to Santa Fe about 2 years ago, and when I did, I came up to Robert, and we were having a drink, and I said, Robert, you know, I had this great idea. You and I should get together, and we should do a radio show, because you and I have the exact same taste in humor. He and I are both students of kind of this post-vaudeville comedy, which was only existent for a very small time. It was all very contingent on fast-talking humor and physical comedy and sort of things like, you know, the Marx Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, and Dick Van Dyke, and that whole genre of physical and verbal comedy. And I said, it'll be fantastic. You'll love it.
Yeah, physical comedy on the radio. It's good.
Well, yeah, and it kind of works. If you do it right, it does actually work. I mean, there's some slapstick in Cy Bromberg, and everyone who hears it, they chuckle, they laugh. Every time Cy gets hit over the head by a big brutish woman named Bertha, someone laughs about it. And if that's not physical comedy, I don't know what is.
Excellent point. And, it sounds a little bit like one of the Three Stooges getting bopped on the forehead.
It does, but it's funny because writing for radio, you have to lay things out. Ah, here's the place. I'll open the door. You have to throw sentences like that in there and make it really clear with screaming and yelling that somebody's falling off the roof, etc.
And it's funny because you keep blaming Robert for all of this, and he said I was crazy. He said there's no way you can do a radio show in this day and age, and he's still probably right. But my original concept was to do an hour-long show involving different kind of skits and a detective series and Iago the Chimp, a Monkey Shines, and a space adventure. And he went, no, that's crazy. You can't do it. And I badgered him week after week after week, and finally we boiled it down to one gumshoe, to this one show about a Santa Fe detective from Brooklyn and how absurd that would be. This poor guy from Brooklyn comes to Santa Fe in the 1940s. What kind of case is he going to solve? And then it turns out he actually gets into these larks and hijinks because this is the city different.
Atomic Secrets in Los Alamos.
That's right.
We'll probably do a communist Red Scare one before we go out on it. And they've all, so far we've got about 7 or 8 of them written, and they've all tied into some local theme. Bandits and Bandolier, for example, will be coming up. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We have a hilarious one, we think, about a stolen O'Keeffe painting called The O'Keeffe Thief, with a very funny, we hope, physical slapstick chase that we believe we will capture beautifully on the radio. But it is difficult work. It's very tough to write, and it's very tough to produce. Winston does the producing, make sure the sound effects are correct, pulling actors in, etc. And I think it is tough to maintain a radio series in this day and age. But we've committed to 10, and Bill has been terrific over at KSFR, too.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Just helping us to get like all this organic, original material off the ground. So,
what do you record it at KSFR?
No, we record it live from my living room.
Ah, and so what do you do for the sound effects? Do you put them in afterwards, or are you doing them in real time?
We do them afterwards, but they're all real sound effects. They're all me sitting up at 3 a.m, smashing pots and pans and throwing things across the room, and God help me, probably waking my neighbors.
He's got this great artistic enclave. I won't tell you where it is because it's hidden away. You would die to have this place. It's a huge living room and far away from the crowds and yet close to downtown. But he does have a neighbor. I wonder if she's ever awakened by it. I hope she's awakened and comes over one day to visit while we're taping. She's quite a nice lady. If she's listening, hello, Anna. Nice running into you in the laundry room. But never mind that. What else about Cy Bromberg?
You see, this is what the radio show sounds like.
And you can listen to it on KSFR 2.org. It's there, episode 1. And episode 2 will be up by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You can go to KSFR 2 and find it, as I did last night, even if you're not listening at the times that it airs live.
Correct, yeah, you can listen to it right
live.
Now as soon as the show's over. But not until the show's over.
And we urge you to do so.
Well, thank you. That's sweet of you.
Yes.
Were you going to run a snippet from it, or you don't have to?
No, we're not going to run a snippet from it. All but right. People who want to can listen to the entire thing. And there's also a little trailer on the front page of KSFR 2.
There is a good trailer. And Bill came up with a great, logo.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cy Bromberg, Private Eye, KSFR2.org. You like Private Eyes, you like comedy, you like hijinks, Iago the Chimp, and tomfoolery.
Iago the Chimp?
He appears occasionally as a character in Cy's background.
It's just a running joke. It's one of those things we came up with and in the 11th hour to get out of a jam, and we both thought it was so funny we kept putting it in after episode after episode after episode.
You never actually see him or hear him, but he's always there somewhere.
I was going to say, who does the voice of the chimp?
Nobody. We do have a cameo by Alfred Hitchcock in our next episode, Alibi in Albuquerque, that we're taping. Next one we're taping. The next one airing is La Llorona.
Mm-hmm.
So by cameo, you mean we get to see his profile?
No, he has one quick line as he passes through a desert mirage scene. And we have done a little research to find out Santa Fe in 1952-53, what places were around, and we reference
right.
them, a lot of places that are still here, and some are now gone.
The first episode has Maud's Bar, which was a famous lesbian bar on Canyon Road during the 50s and 60s. When did that close down?
Probably the 70s. I don't know. I got here in 92. I think it was gone by the 80s for sure.
Yeah, well, there you go. So it's not just that we're referencing things that are currently here, but we reference things that, of course, turn.
The Plaza Bar used to be on the bar near the Plaza Diner. We referenced that. And the Woolworths, of course, was where the 5 and 10 now is.
Mm-hmm.
But places like Bandolier or the Palace of the Governors have been here that long, so we can utilize them.
We have a very funny joke about the jackalope.
Oh, the jackalope, the episode about the jackalope coming up.
Yeah.
Alibi in Albuquerque and how that leads to the formation of the jackalope.
Of the jackalope shopping center.
Yes, so there you go.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's radio theater. Radio theater is a genre that used to be quite popular, and people would tune in appointment radio to there. It was like instead of watching their soap opera at a certain time, listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when you were young, Robert Nye.
Even in the 60s, my mom used to listen to the soaps, and there were still comedy and variety shows in the 60s. I remember her listening to the radio. I mean, and from being in radio and being so successful, people still love the voice. They love to drive in the car or be in the kitchen making dinner while the radio's on.
I love radio theater.
It's beyond listening to a CD, yeah. And
yeah.
We want to believe that people will catch on and enjoy it. We do have an email they can contact us. It's Cy Bromberg, SYBROMBERG @gmail.com. And we label that every week. We say, enjoy the show, let us know. Because we want to hear from people. Maybe they won't like it, but we're trying. And it's people still love to do radio theater. I'm amazed at how quickly the actors are jumping in, making immediate choices, and realizing they have to alter their performance style. And of course, Garrison Keillor's probably got the most famous radio theater show still going in the whole country.
If you like Robert Knott, you'll love Winston Green.
I'm telling you, Winston Green came up with all of this. I'm just the hired hand on this one.
That's because he was completely and totally brainwashed by you at an impressionable age.
That's ridiculous. Just because he did one show with me at Warehouse years ago and then another one a few years ago.
This is amazing. Everyone thinks that between you and me and Matt, that we're all interchangeable. You know, one of the actors we used, he posted the podcast on his Facebook, and I was reading it because I thought, oh, that's so sweet, and he's sending out the word, he's getting it known, and it says, the minds behind Doc Watson versus the vampires, and I saw that, and I went, wait a minute, I'm not the mind between...
But you acted in it, of course.
I had a small role in that, a supporting role in that, and see, that's the problem. Everyone thinks that between you, me, and Matt, we're the same person.
And it's funny, because I've been collaborating with different people for 10 years. I've gotten so used to it, I really like it, and people always think it's my influence because of the crazy comedy, but I do find people, and Mary Charlotte has this delightful grin on her face, ladies and gentlemen, of course, part of that scene, me early in the morning. It's not. In this case, really, Winston drove it.
You're turning red.
Well, I'm always shy. It's strange, you know. I like to promote myself, but I'm always embarrassed talking
about it. He blushes on the radio. It's so cute. We should have our webcam put right up to your forehead, and as it gets redder, people can tell what you're talking about, even if they're not really paying attention.
It's embarrassing.
Winston Green and Robert Knott are... co-writers, producers. Cy Bromberg is Winston Green, or vice versa. Cy Bromberg, Private Eye, airs on KSFR Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6:30 in the evening, and the podcast is available 24/7. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us, lady. I'll be back on in a few minutes to talk about the arts.
Yes, Robert Knott is going to stay with us, speaking of the arts.
Oh,
we're
going
to take a break right now. Be back in a moment.
Luego.